At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
So what do you want to do tonight in the NBA? What sticks out to you? Some of these numbers are on the move and have been now since we've been on the air. For example, the Celtics were hovering around 7.5 a little bit earlier this morning. They're now up to 8 against the Cavaliers again. Tip time, we're 10.5 hours away from this game tipping off tonight. Porzingis questionable, Jaylen Brown questionable as well, but we do know this for the Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell is going to miss at least 3 more games, and this team has been in a funk. They are 1-8 in their last 9 games overall covering.
Yep. I'm going to ride the streak with the Celtics as they've been so hot and burying teams and, again, haven't lost in over a month. It's bad with what's going on with Cleveland, but it's been horrific when Mitchell has been out. You lose to the Knicks when Brunson got hurt. You lost to the 76ers. It's bad. Remember, and again, he was carrying this team when they had the injuries. They are a completely different team without him, and I can't do it. I don't want any part of the Cavs right now. I don't care if it gets to 9. I don't want him.
You know, I'm not going to make a case for the guy because he's missing games now. But honestly, when you look at it and what he means overall to the Cavaliers, Donovan Mitchell should have been much lower on the odds than 500-1 to win the MVP.
Oh, yeah.
He should have been basically in that mix, like the next tier behind.
Well, who knows what the
Joker and SGA.
Sorry, yeah, who knows what the numbers are if they kept winning, and they still would have been a strong 2 seed with a nice lead in over Milwaukee in the division.
You're exactly right, because look at this. Yeah. When he misses games, they're lost.
Yeah.
And so without him, he's the catalyst for the team. If he doesn't play, I want nothing to do with this team. If he does play, okay, they can do some damage and make a playoff run.
Yeah, it's fortunate tonight for TNT. A bad beat because you don't have Mitchell tonight in the first game. In the second game, you don't have Booker with the sprained ankle, and he's out 7-10. Man, this is getting juicy now with the Suns. I mean, 2-1 now to miss the playoffs at DraftKings. Most difficult remaining schedule. You just lost 2 in a row at home, and now you're not going to have this guy for up to 10 days. And you got to take on the champs on the road. So you said 9.5, maybe not enough. You could be right because it's sitting right there for Denver. The league is, I mean, what OKC and Minnesota did here. Denver now plus 110 at DraftKings to get the 1 seed.
Yeah, this is probably going to happen now. They've been so good since the All-Star break. Plus 14.6 net rating, third best overall. They've won and covered every single game. The Suns overall, by the way, on the year for the most part, they've been the second worst team covering numbers behind the Hawks. But since the All-Star break, you look at the advanced numbers, they're not good. I don't know why people were so high on the team thinking that Bradley Beal was going to go there and make this team like a true contender in the Western Conference. And Durant at his age now, I mean, can he carry a team deep into the playoffs? It feels like the ship has sailed. Guys had an unbelievable career, but they're nicked up all the time. The Western Conference is too good. And now with this Nuggets team, they'll probably show their force here tonight. And they could... this could be a spot where they, you know, the white flag is waved in the fourth quarter by the Suns because it's so ugly.
You just see what they did to the Lakers? So they had, the Lakers opened up the regular season, their first home game. Denver beat them. They played when they unveiled the Kobe statue. Denver beat them. And then LeBron gets the 40,000 point, and Denver beats them too. We're going to urinate on your parade, and we're going to send you home unhappy or what I could do. So that's
it was all fun in games for 3 months.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Forget about it.
Yep. And all our future tickets are in trouble now in the West. The other one, I got to see what Dallas does tonight. You know, you go to Boston and get buried, okay. And that's coming off the birthday party with Luka. That's a bad loss Sunday at home against Philly.
I agree.
Philly has been so bad without Embiid. I mean, remember, they got boat raced at home by the Nets and gave up like 130 points, how bad they've been. And you lose that game at home? So now it's, I think the Pelicans are going to win that division. And you were buying, when you're buying into Dallas, it's like, you know, they slip on a banana peel. And now it's, they're probably going to be stuck in the play-in too. I mean, that's, I know Sacramento's got a tough schedule, but as I said earlier, as we look at it today, Suns, Mavs, Lakers, Warriors are your play-in games. Mm-hmm. So two of those teams are going home, not even going to make it. And that's, but playing Indiana again, they just played a great game in Indiana a couple weeks ago. I don't want the under, I'll tell you that. But that's very disappointing with how the Mavs have been playing when just when they were playing good ball. But I give people credit. A lot of people pointed it out. Consider the competition and who they were going against. The same people were saying that about Cleveland, too, when they had the 17-2 run. So Indiana won 133-111 February 25th. And now we go to Dallas for this one tonight. And I don't think the total's high enough. I mean, assuming everyone plays, I don't see with this frenetic pace that this goes under 245.
Let me give you Luka Doncic's last four games. He had 45, 14 assists, and 9 rebounds against Cleveland on February 27th. The next night, he had 30, 16 assists, and 11 rebounds against Toronto. Then you flip it into March. He had 37, 12, and 11 against Boston. And two nights later against Philadelphia, this was actually on Sunday, the bad loss. He had 38, 11, and 10. So he's had those four games back to back to back. There's also another game in there where he had a near triple-double. It's a high total tonight. As you said, 246. You don't want the under. You look at playing the over. Luka is plus 250 to have a triple-double in the game tonight. Plus 250, the way that he is trending.
Yeah.
Do you have any desire to bet that number?
Man, it's not bad. I'll tell you who's really struggling is Halliburton. He's had some awful games here lately.
Yeah, not great.
For the Pacers after the hot start he was. And we've talked about this too, that you have the Knicks up here and the Cavs and also the Sixers. Well, here come the Magic and the Heat. You know, and they're gonna pass them because take a look at Orlando's schedule. Do they play Charlotte tonight? Who do they play?
Yeah, they're a big favorite.
I mean, their schedule's a joke the rest of the way. So that's what these other teams have to worry about. Like the Sixers could probably be in the play-in because they need Embiid back in the worst way. And the Knicks got to get healthy too as well. So this is – that's going to be wild with the play-in also in the East. But that Orlando's playing good ball. And I would lay it with Orlando tonight too. These other ones I talked about, 76ers, Nets, Hawks, Knicks, you can't get a read. You know, Atlanta's so bad, ATS, as you've mentioned, and we've gone over many times, but – Brunson's questionable. And then with the Nets, I mean, you're on a back-to-back. You're coming off a horrible loss last night at home to Memphis. There's no home court advantage. There's zero atmosphere. They have no fans. Ben Simmons not playing again. How bad that deal is. I mean, Ben Simmons and Ayton, who hates their job more out of those two guys? But that's, remember, the Sixers had that ugly loss at home against the Nets too. So these are teams I can't figure out.
Yeah, they played back on February 3rd. And Brooklyn beat them 136-121. That was in Philadelphia, by the way.
Yep.
So, again, the Nets, they were really good against Atlanta last week in back-to-back games.
Right.
Including those two wins, they're 10-26-1 ATS, their last 37. So it tells you how bad they've been. And Atlanta, again, I'd like to make a case for the Knicks today, even though Brunson is questionable. I can't do it. I got to swear off betting anything to do with the Atlanta Hawks for the rest of the season. I know I did that earlier this year, but I thought things were going to get better after Trae Young got hurt.
I
got to
look at the under, though, but yeah. It's that's four straight unders for Atlanta now.
The only thing, and six straight for the Knicks.
Yeah.
Six straight, 8 out of 9 for the Knicks to the under.
Yeah.
Hawks are 19-41 overall ATS. The only thing I'd consider in this game would be a DeJounte Murray double-double. He's now plus 145 to do that tonight. And the other one here is San Antonio at Houston. We don't know the status yet tonight of Victor Wembanyama, if he's going to go. Well, they're in good form now. Two straight wins is a pretty good dog. 6.5-point dogs against Indiana over the weekend beat them. 11-point dogs against OKC beat them outright as well. San Antonio has covered 5 of their last 6. In terms of player props for Wembanyama, he's gone over 1.5 made threes in 8 out of his last 10 games. Over 13.5 rebounds and assists, 7 out of his last 8 games. 8 straight overs on his steals plus blocks prop. 8 straight overs on his blocks prop alone, and 7 out of 8 overs on his assist prop. If he does play, I would bet the Spurs right now plus 7.5, and I take a little bit of the on the money line as well. I've watched them play a little bit of both their last. They were in charge of that Indiana game.
Oh yeah,
they did not look like a 7-point dog in that game at all.
And the Thunder game.
Yes, totally agree.
They got some juice now. I mean, they are playing hard for Pop, and this is contagious now with getting Wembanyama Rookie of the Year and getting rid of the limits restriction and letting the guy go here. Because remember that ATS run, they almost won at Los Angeles, and they almost beat Sacramento on the road. They're right in all these games now.
I saw one book move him to minus 10,000 to win Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So forget about that.
Yeah.
It was fun with Holmgren there for a minute, too. Right.
45-1. Will he get a quadruple-double? Right, one game the rest of the year. With the numbers he's putting up, I won't rule it out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.